Well, every Saturday for the past couple of months in the heart of Old Town Scottsdale, a lively and vocal group of protesters has gathered to send a message to the world.
Woman's right! Human right! Woman's right! Human right!
And the importance of that message is being delivered 7,500 miles away.
Yes, we are here every Saturday, rain or shine. We were here in the middle of a thunderstorm a few weeks ago. Our message is too important. We're here supporting the people of Iran and being their voice. They have no voice.
Sam is with the Scottsdale-based Iranian American Society of Arizona. They help promote these weekly events, which are organized by Arizona for a Free Iran.
Our voices reach them back home and provide them with reassurance and comfort and energy that the world is watching and we're on your side and we're going to be here as long as you're out there. We're over here too.
There are an estimated 25,000 Iranian Americans living in the Phoenix area. Many of the families came to the States in the aftermath of the Iranian Revolution in 1979. Shahram was one of them. He says things are now as bad as they've been since.
Well, what's been disturbing is the exaggerations and escalations of the human rights. The government is standing against the human rights of Iran, especially when it comes to women, to children, to the minority religion, and on and on.
Women are among the most vocal at this protest. Shokra, who is Jewish, also came following the revolution 4 decades ago.
Change the regime, because the regime is not good for everybody, no for my Jewish, no for Muslim, no for anybody. It's not just a woman protest. This is Iranian protest.
The recent protests, which began in Tempe in September, are in reaction to the death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini, who died under suspicious circumstances while in the custody of Iran's religious morality police after refusing to wear a hijab, a Muslim headscarf, in public.
2 years before I escaped, I got arrested too. The same thing. That could be me. That could be my sister. That can be anyone.
That's Nina. She escaped Iran 9 years ago.
Because of this regime, because they wanted to kill me and my family. Thank God I'm alive, but there are so many are dying right now. And I feel them because I've been through that and I could escape, but they can't.
Nina says there are no basic human rights in Iran, especially for women who are treated like property.
People talk about rights. There is no rights there. People talk about human rights, basic human rights. There's nothing there. They literally look at you as a thing.
Mimi holds a sign that reads, "Down with dictator." She hopes those observing their protests can tell the difference between the people of Iran and the oppressive government there.
We want to be the voice of the people of Iran, people who have no internet, who have been always categorized as terrorists in the world, where it's actually the regime that is the terrorist, not the people.
The U.S. pulled out of an Obama-era nuclear deal with Iran back in 2018 and reinstated sanctions on the country, which now covers some of Iran's financial sector. But Mimi says even that is not enough.
This regime has gone too far for too long, and it needs to be stopped. One of the things that, you know, we keep meeting with senators and Congress people, and one of the things that they always ask us, they're like, oh, we are with you. You know, we're standing with the people of Iran. We are tired of hearing that they're with us. We want them to do something.
Until something does change, Sam and his group plan to show up every Saturday to give a voice to the voiceless in his homeland on the other side of the planet.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to be here until they can breathe free air and dance in the street and enjoy their life.
A more silent protest will take place Sunday evening with the candlelight vigil at the Arizona Persian Cultural Center. In Scottsdale, Phil Latzman, KJZZ News.